I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Perklempt.
Verklempt?
What is that?
Verklempt?
Verklempt? Is that the
Verklempt
word?
Verklempt, like overcome with emotion?
Oops, totally wrong word.
What do you think it was?
I don't know.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I have another awesome LA startup spotlight for you. One of my favorite female entrepreneurs in Los Angeles doing incredible things with Make It in LA. Welcome, Z.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, Z is just rad. I love Z. So Z, tell me all about what you're doing. Go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us about what you have going on in LA.
My name is Z Holly, and I am the chief instigator and founder of Make It in LA and the host of the Art of Manufacturing podcast.
Perfect. What do you do within your company? Like, what is your role?
So I'm the founder and chief instigator, which means that I'm really looking at opportunities to pull together the community in LA around making things. So we're building this coalition. We have these amazing partners whose mission is the same, really, to help inspire entrepreneurs to build their businesses and make products in LA.
When you say making things, that's robotics, that's hardware. What's that consist of?
Robotics, hardware, but also food and beverages and fashion and rocket ships and satellites and industrial machinery and electronics. So there's really no end to what's made in LA.
You brought up something incredible. You said that this is a part of Eric Garcetti's movie. For those people who aren't as familiar with LA, who is Eric Garcetti? And yeah, tell us all about that.
Yeah, so he's the mayor of Los Angeles, and he started this program called Entrepreneur in Residence Program a few years ago. He and his team came to me and said, well, how would you maybe structure this kind of a program? It was a very forward-thinking idea. And because I had had a lot of experience in the past, not only being a serial entrepreneur myself in tech for about a decade, I also helped start these movements at two different universities, both at MIT and at USC, to build innovation ecosystems and help faculty start companies. So it was through that program that I said, you know, I'm really interested in being an AIR, but only if I can focus on an underserved part of the ecosystem. And I'm just curious, I don't know, is there an opportunity in manufacturing?
Right.
And there is. That's what we found out, did a big study and found that there's a huge opportunity to connect the ecosystem.
And what was your background? Because, I mean, obviously you just said that you did a lot of mentoring. You really helped people launch their businesses with Make It in LA. So what was your life before then?
Yeah. So my background, I have two engineering degrees from MIT. And when I was a graduate student at MIT, launched my first company with my partners called Stylus Innovation.
This
and
is
from
so
there.
Cool.
Yeah. And so started that company. It started as a hardware company, actually. It became a software company, was a key employee at several other startups as well, tech companies. And as a result of that MIT had given me the opportunity to start this innovation center called the Deshpande Center for Technological Innovation. And it was a new idea at the time. It was 2002, before universities were thinking about how to more proactively start companies. And so we had this fund. We were helping faculty. We brought together this whole community of venture capitalists, of mentors, of serial entrepreneurs to help faculty launch companies. And we learned a lot through that process and kind of went through that again when I got recruited to LA, to
yeah.
USC, to do something actually bigger at
USC. That's so cool. Oh my gosh, I love it. And where, you were just mentioning USC, where in LA are you based? Are you based in downtown LA?
I move around a lot. So I spend a lot of time in downtown and also on the west side. But I would say that most of the, and all over, really, in the valley, in Long Beach, down, you know, so it's really not just the city, but it's a whole regional effort because LA is a very complex ecosystem.
Are you from LA originally?
I grew up in LA. Yeah.
Where in LA did you grow up?
Oh, I was a Valley girl, like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
And I went to school.
Radical.
Oh my God. Yeah, so, and I went to Boston for college and I stayed there for 20 years and I didn't think that I was going to move back.
Crazy. I went to Emerson.
Did you?
Yeah, Back Bay in Boston.
Nice.
How many people are on your team?
Oh, that's hard to measure, but we have a ton of people involved, and it really depends on what we know. But we have what we need at the time, but we have folks both volunteer and also mostly consultants that work with us. So we're small.
And how are you growing? Like, where did you start? Like, where are you today? Where'd you start? Where are you today? And where are you looking to go to?
Officially launched this June. So really, and we've built this coalition of probably, I think it's like 7 or 8 organizations officially that are part, that have committed to, we actually, as part of our launch, the White House had included us, sort of announced our commitment to, as a coalition,
that's educate. Insane.
Yeah, that's cool. It's 1,000 entrepreneurs in the next 18 months. So we're just starting to pull
these things
together.
That's insane. That's amazing.
No, it's not that amazing. I mean, it'll be amazing once we've accomplished it.
Yeah, but are you telling me that you were selected by the White House to be part of their program?
Oh, well, the White House is always eager to get people to commit to things.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They're just not picking anyone. Like, it may have come easy to you. The White House hasn't called me up on my telephone. What inspired you to create Make It in LA?
A few things. One is the results of the study that we did. So we surveyed 1,600 businesses across LA County.
Who's we?
So this was the mayor's office. It was really me in collaboration with Dun & Bradstreet on the survey. And we also did focus groups with the LA Chamber of Commerce and also did some GIS analysis of some data of 30,000 businesses in LA County, and did tons of meetings. And so it was really through that process. And then also we worked with the Urban Manufacturing Alliance to host the summit. And that was very inspirational. So we brought together a lot of local community people who were interested in this.
Right.
Presumably, right? To ask, so what do you think about this idea? How should we go forward? Is this something, you know, do we need to support this? And the response was so positive that I can't not do it, you know?
100%.
And so that's where it came from.
And wait, why LA and not other tech cities?
You know, part of it is, so LA is the largest manufacturing center in the country. And as a result, it's critical, I think, for national competitiveness, for innovation, that LA is at the forefront of this. And also because there are other cities that are doing these kind of branded efforts, like made in efforts, but they're much smaller cities, mm-hmm. a lot easier to get momentum. And so in some ways, it's, if we can do it in LA, then we can do it anywhere.
It's kind of like a local football team, right? Everybody rallies around the local football team, but when you get to the big cities, God. It's not as important.
It's like in LA, like how long has it taken for us to get a football team?
Yeah, back no, here, totally. Right? So you're saying Los Angeles is the largest city for manufacturing.
Yes, we have 500,000 jobs in manufacturing. So think about all the jobs we have in film and television, multiply that by 4. That's how big manufacturing is.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, this is Hollywood.
No, it's yes, and 4 times that, manufacturing.
That's crazy.
Right.
That's amazing. And you're saying that's being underutilized.
It's being underutilized. So one of the things that we found with a survey was that 58% of manufacturers in LA County have excess production capacity, which means the majority of factories in LA are sitting idle part of the time. So there's a huge opportunity to connect them with more companies, that customers. We find that there's all these companies that are going overseas for manufacturing, and they want to actually manufacture locally because sometimes it could be cheaper, more innovative. You get, you know, more control, easier.
They want to make it in LA.
They do.
Yeah.
But they don't know how.
So, right.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're looking to unite the makers with the manufacturers. It's like new technology and old technology coming together, and you want to help be the liaison between those two.
And part of this is, the first step is to build a community and build kind of the capacity for startups, for entrepreneurs, for designers to even know how to be good customers, if you will.
Right.
There are a lot of efforts to build technology platforms to make these connections. And they're struggling, especially in LA, because it's so hard to get a foothold. All of the manufacturers we've talked to in LA are like, I don't want to deal with these tech platforms unless I actually get a chance to work face to face.
Totally. How has the current LA tech ecosystem helped accelerate your growth for Make It in LA?
I think that one of the most interesting things about LA is its diversity. So, for example, you have the largest port in LA which has 43% of all port traffic goes through LA. You have an amazing tech ecosystem that, among other things, specializes in e-commerce. So you have companies like, you know, Hot Look and Nasty Gal and these companies that are driving more manufacturing, honest company.
Right.
And so these are all, and then you have logistics companies and software companies that are rethinking how the logistics and the manufacturing, you know, happen.
Yeah.
And so there's a real and then of course you have celebrity and Hollywood and style. And so that's driving things as well.
What LA tech companies or talent have you come across lately who have really impressed you?
You know, I love, so on the Art of Manufacturing podcast, I love to feature amazing entrepreneurs, and there's so many of them that are really impressive. They're not all tech specifically, but you know, I would say, first of all, definitely check out the podcast. But
So you just go to makeitinla.org/listen for the podcast Art of Manufacturing.
Yeah, that'll take you to iTunes. One of the more interesting ones totally does not fit into what your typical, your the image of a tech startup or tech company. It's not a startup, actually, but it's Fab Designs. So I spoke with Connie Huffa. And what they do, they have between her and her husband, they have about 50 years of experience in using technology to create this three-dimensional, it's additive manufacturing, but it's not 3D printing, it's knitting for not just apparel, but also for aerospace applications, for medical devices. And we talk all about it. And she actually, you know the Flyknit shoe, the Nike Flyknit shoe?
No, I know.
They created, so all the, you know, the bright yellow shoes in the Olympics?
Yeah.
And you're like, what's up with the yellow? Those are the Flyknit shoes.
Okay.
They actually developed that concept. And she talks about the story about how they almost went bankrupt as a result of that partnership.
On your podcast?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's actually very sad.
I want to listen to that.
But it's exciting because now they're back in business and they have tons of Fortune 500 companies that they work with. But
how
it's
cool.
You've never heard of them before because they don't care about building a brand. They power. So that's what's really neat about them.
Yeah.
That we hear about so many tech companies that are all about building their own brand. And they're just super interesting because they're not 23-year-old dudes in a garage that are all about just buzz and building audience.
Right.
They could care less about that. But they are powering some of the Fortune 500 companies with these amazing material technology, you know, the technology to build the products.
Very cool. And do you know the URL of her site?
I think it's fabdesigns.com, but I'm not sure.
We'll look it up and we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Z.
I don't like the look on your face.
If you had one ask of the community, anything, like the community was like your genie in a bottle, something to aid you in your success, what would that ask be?
I would say that anyone who, if you know of an organization that wants to support the expansion of either Make It in LA or the Art of Manufacturing, please let us know. So one of the things that we want to do in the coming year is, it's not enough for us to showcase. I mean, there's so many amazing entrepreneurs in LA, but we also can learn a lot from others from around the country as well. So next year, we're looking to take it on the road. So any sort of support.
So much fun.
For that as well, then that would be, and we're getting a lot of support from other cities, actually. They're very excited about it. So that would be what I'd ask.
Z, how can people connect with you?
Yeah, so you can check us out on Twitter and Instagram at WeMakeItInLA. You can also find us at MakeItInLA.org. And also check out our group, our Facebook group for the Art of Manufacturing podcast at The Art of Manufacturing or on Facebook. Art of MFG is the group.
Awesome. And you guys know, if you want to immediately connect into the LA tech ecosystem, just go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. We have over 800 outstanding people there waiting to tell you where to go, what to do, support you in your programming questions and anything else. Just tonight, I was looking and someone was saying, hey, I'm looking for a panelist for my event. So there's absolutely everything going on in there. It's awesome. wearelatech.com/VIP. If you're looking just to support the We Are LA Tech podcast and everything else that we do, the easiest way to do that is to start with We Are LA Tech to do your Amazon shopping. Just go to wearelatech.com/Amazon. Start there for any Amazon purchase, and that will support the We Are LA Tech world. I'll see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Thank you, Z.
Thanks for having me. Listen to the Art of Manufacturing podcast. Tell your friends.
No, you guys, definitely go check out the Art of Manufacturing podcast. It's like so cool. We Are LA Tech. I can't even say my own name. We Are LA Tech and Art of Manufacturing are the two hot podcasts in LA for what's going on in LA Tech. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.